comrades, it's Friday. It's Friday, the 6th of May. And I'm sure that that's going to become a very important day in American history, maybe because of what we're going to do here on Freedom Frenzy today. Isn't that right, dear?
Oh, yeah. Today is going to be a very interesting day. And in fact, I have a feeling that when I run for president of Texas, they are going to take all the sound bites the negative press uses from today's show on aliens.
You think?
I think so, Jerry. I'm pretty pumped about it.
Well, you know how to counter that, don't you?
That's where the fun comes in.
Well, you just keep a big grin on your face the whole time. And you can always say, I was just kidding.
No, I'll say, you admitted to believing such and such. And I'll say, I'll do you one better. Did you know that George W. Bush convinced the American people that towel heads in the Middle East who can't figure out air conditioning planned the Twin Tower demise and have weapons of mass destruction? We invaded. They found nothing. They chased Osama forever. Found him, killed him, and buried him at sea.
And the American people is that a multiple choice? Which part of this is false?
Yeah, exactly. Which part of this is true? That'll take you less time.
I don't know. It seems as though the whole thing was kind of bogus. But
Let me tell you, I only watched bits and pieces because I was trying to make supper, but the debate last night, the South Carolina
I didn't watch it.
You were a wise man, Jerry. But what was disgusting, Jerry, is the stupidity of the evangelifish all over Facebook. And they're puking joy and happiness at Herman Cain, the former
CFR member and Federal Reserve guy.
Yes, and wasn't he the chairman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank? And he's come out and said now of all times, oh, we don't need to investigate the Federal Reserve. Give me a break, blah, blah, blah. And let's see, who's the other? I just couldn't believe what people were saying on Facebook, so I had to go puke on some of their walls. I felt better after that. Then I went back to the alien study. Did I lose you, Jerry? Am I all by myself? Cool! I get to monopolize.
Did you get a bunch of stuff put together for today, dear?
I did a lot of research, and I have come to the conclusion that it would take me about a year of 12 hours a day to be able to digest it all. But I have a lot of, I have my opinions and some stuff to throw out there, and I know, really, the deck is stacked in your favor because you've done a lot of research on this, although it's been a while. So hopefully what I've come out with will get you bringing up things, maybe as a mental jogger, and also will elicit some sort of response from our audience here.
I suspect we will do that in spades, actually. Hey, I want to throw you out another little tasty tidbit for you to chew on over the weekend, and I want to get you started right now. I've had a phone conversation just this morning with a person that's been very instrumental in cranking up the citizens' grand jury effort. And it's very, very likely that if we can figure out what day, and we've got a couple of other guests that are kind of hanging in the breeze for sometime next week, if we can figure out what day, I'm thinking that we can get him, maybe one other individual that might actually shock you, and this gentleman by the name of Walt Fitzpatrick that's run into this weird problem up in Tennessee on the radio show all in one fell day, one fell swoop, one fell day, right here on Freedom Frenzy sometime next week. But the date's yet to be determined because of all the other stuff. You know, sometimes when you got a radio show like this, you have to be a really good juggler. And that's what's going on with us, and we won't be able to even have a close idea what's going on until sometime next, first part of next week. We're going to cut away to a break. We got a little bit of hit-and-run news, and then Jenny's going to overwhelm you with the alien visitation and what...
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, comrades, because it's Friday, we're going to let the callers preempt any effort to do hit-and-run news today. And Jenny informed me during the break that she feels as though we've got so much material that we might want to shunt hit-and-run news off to the side. But I did have a couple of things I thought you might want to hear today, and they are kind of time-sensitive. So it's up to you. If you want to barrage us with phone calls early in and delay the introduction of Jenny's stuff, we'll work that out. Okay, so let's go to Scott in Wisconsin. Good morning, sir.
Hi there, guys. How you doing? I'm checking in here. Hey, you know, with this, I'd say that this thing with this Osama bin Laden, I laughed the whole time. I didn't even watch him, fearless leader, speak that night. But, you know, what I, Jerry and Jenny, what I have found out when they bring this stuff up, they're a snake in the grass of sneaking stuff into our legislation. And first, I wanted to say that I was reading on the RBN about Florida now with the FRID chips, they want to start putting them in license down in Florida. There's one. And it's amazing what's going on over in the Middle East. Here's something serious to talk about is that it came out by the UPI, and I'll share a little bit with you guys and maybe you can comment on it. Israel fighter jets are conducting drills at the military base in Iraq in preparation for a strike on Iran, the Islamic Republic Press TV reported. The report said that Israel planes participating in drills include F-15s, F-16s, F-18, F-22 fighter jets, and since said that they have conducted week-long, there it is, week-long exercise, flying mainly at night. It goes on to say the Press TV said the report was based on information received from the source close to, like, I don't know, Muqatada al-Sadr group in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I'm very spiritual, guys, and when I see that situation over there, here we are with Libya. First it was Egypt. Let's get that oust that leader, go in now and get Gaddafi. You see that movement of what I see in Ezekiel of the Bible. And now with this situation with reading this, you got to wonder when Israel, if you like them or not, that's where the Messiah was born in Jerusalem. You got to wonder when they're going to lash out and attack Iran, because they know Iran is a viper snake. And I just wanted you guys to comment on that if you could.
Well, you kind of come at us with a shotgun full of stuff there, Scott. I will tell you a little bit about what I've read insofar as the Israeli United States Air Force interaction there. That story did come out of Iran, and I wouldn't suspect at all that they're just trying to act preemptively, because there's no way in the world they can know that that joint effort that's going there, the practice and whatnot, has anything to do with attack on them. And by simply saying that, putting that out there, they may be thinking that they're putting up some sort of shield, protecting themselves as a result of that. Now, let's jump over to Libya, like you touched on. And I will tell you that one of the things that I wanted to talk about, just in brief today, was the thing that ties Muammar Gaddafi and the United States being very anxious to attack him, along with Saddam Hussein, who, you know, we went in there and slapped down one time, and then because that didn't do good enough, we had to go in and make sure that we could take him out of the picture entirely. Apparently, Muammar Gaddafi, just like Saddam Hussein, was a proponent of the gold dinar. And he was, I guess, in the wake of Saddam Hussein's death, was trying to convince the OPEC nations that they needed to go to gold money, and they needed to make the world pay for their oil in gold. So just like Saddam Hussein, we needed to smack him down, because that would have been the death knell for the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go back in and take out the next gold money shepherd, and that was Muammar Gaddafi, who is actually, in the grand scheme of things, he's a third or fourth tier player insofar as world politics are concerned. And I just don't know that, other than the oil there, that there was sufficient rationale for the United States to even get involved in there and probably ultimately set up another ten-horn dictator, because that's certainly the way it looks like it's going. And, you know, everybody and their brothers heard that there's Al-Qaeda influence in the Libyan rebel movement. So it's a crapshoot. It really is.
Well,
I appreciate you bringing all this stuff to our attention today.
Yeah, well, you're right, Jerry. The thing is you're exactly right with that, because I think you said something. If you don't, they brought it up in the past few years, excuse me, for my New World Order. And when you hear that, you wonder if we're just keep crawling over there, eating up that space, because Gaddafi didn't want to go with the New World Order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that may have been part of it, too. You know, I don't think that Libya has got a central bank, but thank you for calling today. We got to move on. All right, appreciate you. All right, babe. Do we want to just preempt the hit and run news and kick right into this? Because if you got so much material,
well, I don't want to keep you from being able to get your time sensitive stuff out there. Is it fast?
Is it fast? Wow, that's a pregnant question. I don't know. Geez. Let me think.
Let's throw out the top one, and then let's plunge into the wonderful world of aliens. I'm really chomping at it.
Well, actually, I've already gotten one of them out there. I did.
Okay.
That was the bit about Muammar Gaddafi.
All right.
Now, the other thing, and hold on, I hadn't even opened up my file for today. It's crazy.
Well, 15 minutes into the show. Jerry's getting his notes out. Stand by.
Hang on. Just part of it, I got to scroll down through here. Like I told you earlier, it's been a zoo here today. Tell you what. Let's just forget I even wanted to do this. If I have to, we'll work something out. How's that?
We've got time hanging heavy on our hands, Jerry.
Well, the other thing that I did want to put out there today was something about the Obama birth certificate. There's another little tidbit of information that's come out, and it is short.
All right. Well, let's hunker down to this aliens extraterrestrial reality here. And
Sally.
I kind of want to start in an unusual way, perhaps, by setting the stage. And we have to evaluate who our U.S. government is. What do we know about them? And the kind of power, autonomy, and endless money stream we have simply handed over to them. First of all, I think it's important to know how much land on our continent does the federal government own? The number one greatest percentage of state acreage federally owned is Nevada. They own 88% of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
68% of Utah, 67% of Alaska, Idaho, 65%, Oregon, 55%. They own half of California, half of Wyoming, almost half of Arizona, 38% of Colorado, and 36% of New Mexico. Why would I start out like that? Well, moving right along, it is almost impossible to figure out how many underground research facilities are in existence in the United States. The list is overwhelming. In these research facilities, these scientists and quote-unquote doctors, scientists also in quotations, have access to all the greatest scientific research over the past 100 years or more that we don't even know about, all of Tesla's work, which most of that is unbelievable to our modern minds, and we don't even know about all of it. They have absolute anonymity, an inexhaustible supply of money, total sovereignty, zero accountability, and they are immersed. The heart of man is so desperately wicked. Who knows what horror is going on in these underground facilities? Now, the Dulce base in New Mexico, I think, is worth going over some of what people have reported as occurring just at that base. And I think it's a good example. Level one, there's 1 to 7 known levels at this base in New Mexico. The greatest function is research of mine-related functions. Level one is a garage for street maintenance. Level 2 is a garage for trains, shuttles, tunnel boring machines, and disc maintenance. Level 3, everyone is weighed in the nude, then given a jumpsuit uniform. The weight of the person is put on a computer ID card for each day. A change in over 3 pounds requires a physical exam and x-ray. Level 4, human research in the occult areas, auras, mental telepathy, hypnosis, astral traveling. The technology is apparently here to allow them to know how to manipulate the bioplasmic body. They're attempting to remove the soul of the human and turn it into a vessel to be used by another entity, lowering the heartbeat with deep sleep delta waves, induce a static shock, reprogramming the human mind, and so on and so forth. Level 5 is some sort of non-human life form housing, which to me could mean the genetic testing and the bioengineering that's going on with life forms is so bizarre. The stuff that I do know about, it is absolutely possible that they are merging human eggs and sperm, whatever, with different animals and creating that sort of alien species.
Mm-hmm.
Level 6 is called Nightmare Hall. It holds the genetic labs, experiments done on fish, seals, birds, mice, that are vastly altered from their original forms. There are multi-armed and multi-legged humans and several cages and vats of humanoid bat-like creatures up to 7 feet tall, and so on and so forth. This is the claim. Level 7, humans in cages, usually drugged or dazed, sometimes crying out for help. Gotta cut away to a break. We're just getting started. It's Alien Day on Freedom Frenzy. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Take us back.
All right. Today on Freedom Frenzy, we are talking ultimately about extraterrestrials, and I am setting the stage for you about the absolute secrecy, power, sovereignty, anonymity, zero accountability, and the endless money stream that accompanies whatever research the elitists are doing in the United States in their underground facilities. Now, right now, I'm focusing on Dulce, New Mexico's facility, and I want to just wrap this up to describe to you what kind of facility we're talking about here. It's known that there are seven levels. They are doing aggressive research in genetics and mind control. They're using human and animal subjects and merging to their heart's content those subjects. There's reason to believe that these people are kept in a drug state, crying for help, very inhumane conditions, and so on and so forth. Now, the Dulce installation, the upper levels, were originally constructed by the RAND Corporation. There are reported to be over 3,000 cameras at various high-security locations. Deep sections of the complex may connect into extensive natural cavern systems. Most of the lakes near Dulce were made via government grants for the Indians. Bechtel is a super secret international corporate octopus. It was founded in 1898. Some say the firm is really a shadow government's working arm of the CIA. It is the largest construction and engineering outfit in the USA and the world, and some say beyond. The most important posts in USA government are held by former Bechtel officers. There are over 100 secret exits near and around Dolce, many around a Coletta Mesa, others to the source around Dolce Lake, and even as far as Lindrick. Deep sections of the complex connect into natural cavern systems. The elevators, lights, and doors at Dolce Base are all magnetically controlled. The area around Dolce has had a high number of reported animal mutilations. The researchers at Dolce Base have also abducted several people from Dolce's civilian population and implanted devices of various types in their heads and bodies.
Say that again.
The area around Dolce has had a high number of reported animal mutilations. The researchers at Dolce Base have also abducted several people, this is alleged information, from Dolce's civilian population and implanted devices of various types in their heads and bodies. And I think the area around it is predominantly government grants for the Indians. Let's see. I don't know about that. But anyway, this is off bibliotecaplayades.net. I just Googled underground U.S. research facilities to find this. This is interesting.
Pleiades? Like the constellation Pleiades?
You know, it's not spelled like Pleiades. It's spelled P-L-E-Y-A-D-E-S.
Hmm.
Okay. Delta Group from the National Recon Group is responsible for security of all alien-connected projects. The Delta symbol is a black triangle on a red background. Dolce Base's symbol is a delta, a triangle with the Greek letter tau within it. And then the entire symbol is inverted, so the triangle points down, and the tau is also inverted. Let's see. Is that about it for that? And they
What is the significance of this information, dear? Because I got a feeling that some of our listeners might be wondering why this is an important basis.
This is an important basis because we have, this is just one of many, many underground facilities where scientists are monkeying with a technology we have no grasp of, and they are manipulating genetics and creating alien creatures. So a lot of, and I'm just offering this as an approach and a point of view, we need to understand what kind of technology they're manipulating and practicing with and the total anonymity they have in creating the technology. And as humans and normal citizens, if you will, or inhabitants of the areas, when we, it is possible that we explain this phenomena that is being rationally, logically, and evil in its production, that we describe and explain it by talking about some sort of extraterrestrial beings that live in outer space. And I'm just offering this as an approach. Now, one of the things, and I want to include this, I want to get to this, there is a project called Project Pegasus, and it is about teleporting. There was a particular individual that was involved in this teleporting project called Project Pegasus, and Andrew Basiago is an individual who has come forward to talk about his experiences as a child. He claims that his father gave him, when he was about, I think, 8 or 9, a copy of a book he writes in 2008 describing life on Mars. And I don't know if there's life on Mars. I don't know if we really have the capability of teleporting people, but he was the most believable of the information that I looked for, and his report about his experience with teleporting was the most believable of everything I found. Anybody who wants to find that, informationfarm.blogspot.com had Andrew Basiago's interviews. And Project Pegasus actually has its own website. It's projectpegasus.net, which you can also look at. We're just getting started here. Y'all aren't going to want to miss the rest of today's show. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo. Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Freedom Frenzy. Today we're setting the stage for talking about extraterrestrials, and I kind of threw Jerry a curveball because I'm setting the stage from the point of view that there are so many underground research facilities in the United States, absolute anonymity, unquenchable money supply, sovereignty. They do whatever the heck they want with a technological capacity we can't even get our minds around. And so it is very possible that they are creating the life forms and the technology that all of us normal humans are running into. And quite frankly, one of the things when the citizen grand juries get up and running, one of the top things we need to do after we deal with the Federal Reserve is go expose everything going on in these underground facilities. And just to give you a taste of how many we're talking about, 29 Palms, California, functions unknown, levels unknown. Tunnels to Chocolate Mountains, Fort Irwin, California. Notes, some alien autopsies performed at 29 Palms. Albuquerque, New Mexico, functions unknown. Levels multiple but unknown. Tunnels to Carlsbad, New Mexico, Los Alamos, New Mexico, etc. Alpine, Utah, functions unknown. Levels unknown. Tunnels unknown. Area 51, Nevada. The Dreamland Data Repository Establishment and Maintenance Land. Element is there. Electromagnetic Intelligence. Cold Empire. Code EVA. Program HIS. Hybrid Intelligence Systems. Iris. Infrared Intruder Systems. Bypass. Reptiles. Security. Optical DNA. Oil of Skin. Operating rooms on several floors. Several theaters. Complete hospital. Fully staffed. Has everything imaginable. the reporting person that reported on Area 51, Nevada, had worked as a locksmith in Area 51 for 12 years. He did not see any creatures while on any of the levels, but admits that there were many closed areas that he was not allowed into, which could have housed living things. Levels 12 known. 12 known levels. Tunnels to Fort Irwin, California Page, Arizona Tanapa, Nevada Wikiup, and Arizona. S4 area and Area 51. This is a whole nother research facility. Functions unknown, levels unknown, levels to unknown. Arizona Mountains, functions, genetic work, levels, multiple, tunnels unknown. Notes, aliens believed to be sirens, grays, U.S. military, light beings, larger facility. It's a larger facility than at Paradox, Nevada. And it goes on and on and on and on. Lists of underground facilities no one knows anything about. Now, it's interesting to note that JFK demanded a full report on these underground research facilities and whatever alien interactions were going on, and this demand was made a few, I think, weeks before his death, so it's kind of an interesting thing. Now, I looked at, Jerry, Neil Armstrong, because, you know, it never occurred to me to even think. I've kind of joked about people who don't think we landed on the moon, because I'm like, oh, whatever, we landed on the moon. But Jerry, you prompted my thinking that maybe I should explore that a little further. You know, Neil Armstrong, who supposedly was the first man to walk on the moon, he went into absolute secrecy after he got back. He did not do radio interviews. He did not do television interviews. He had nothing to say. Now, I watched a speech he gave on July 20th, 1994, and I will tell you, from watching that interview and another interview, which he did, a television interview, no, that wasn't an interview, that was just a speech, but watching that speech and watching a television interview, my feeling about Neil is that he is brilliant and he is tortured. He is highly cryptic. He, after coming back from supposedly walking on the moon, he simply taught engineering. It frustrates him that his entire identity is wrapped up in walking on the moon. His response about the lack of progress since that time, his exact words were, "I thought we'd achieve substantially more than we did." He talks about truth's protective layers and places to go beyond belief. Those were words from his speech. Truth's protective layers and places to go beyond belief. He talked about celestial extracurricular activities, and his entire speech was highly cryptic and very, there was a very strong emotional undercurrent in his behaviors. That's all I can say. I don't know whether or not we landed on the moon, but I think his behavior is bizarre. And I think they picked the right man for the job if it was a cover-up. And he loves to fly glide planes. That was interesting. And when asked about that, he said he felt it was something he was in control of. He felt it really stretched his talents and abilities and what he could actually perform. So I just kind of thought that was interesting. So where am I at this moment, Jerry? I mean, I've looked at so much stuff. The Star Child Project, the Egyptian pyramids containing alien technology, Phil Schneider with the 1979 firefight in Dolce, and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we are dealing with a highly evil, highly technologically advanced, inexhaustibly funded entity in our U.S. government that has zero accountability, and nobody knows what the other arms are doing at the end of the day.
You think it's entirely compartmentalized like that?
It is highly compartmentalized. Think of what we know about JFK's assassination and Martin Luther King's assassination. Let's just think about that for a minute. JFK has 12 top people in his entire government that knows he's planning a Cuban coup. The CIA, at the same time, is working on their own coup in Cuba using the mafia. JFK's coup doesn't include the mafia. The mafia kills off JFK. A couple of white supremacists in Atlanta decide they want to bump off Martin. They can't find anybody to hire to do it. who do they decide to do? The same mafia member who killed JFK to kill Martin, because he's untouchable. Why? Because the government can't allow the possibility of certain data and information to bleed out, because they don't really know where all the bodies lie. There's no communication. The CIA is its own little autonomous arm that does whatever the heck they want all over the globe and in these underground facilities. Dolce is considered to be operated by a shadow government that's an arm of the CIA. So we are dealing with a lot of variables here, and I think we let them off the hook when we casually explain away material phenomena as being completely extraterrestrial when we're not looking at what's going on in our own backyard.
I guess that's certainly a possibility, but you know, I'm kind of wondering. You're talking about the fact that Neil Armstrong seemed to be a little bit disturbed. There's been other astronauts that have made comments and things that they have said in passing, and that would lead one to believe that they know more than they're telling. And then we also have the references while I forget the mission. But while they were in Earth orbit, talking about seeing Santa Claus. And then you have that video that was taken out of the window of one of the Earth orbiting manned missions, where they saw an object, and they just happened to be over this old Soviet Union at the time, and there was a unidentified flying object in the picture that they were taking out of the window of the orbiting spacecraft that they were in. And like I said, they were over the old Soviet Union. And then there was a beam of light that came up off the planet's surface, as though somebody was taking a shot at this object that was seen in the picture, flying around lower in relative altitude than the spacecraft. But it looked like...
I mean, I can't explain what they were looking at, but the technological ability, if teleporting was possible decades ago, I was looking into HARP technologies and the fact they can create massive earthquakes and tsunamis. Our technological abilities and the secrecy with which evil people are functioning could make these phenomena absolutely explainable as being originating with humans on planet Earth.
I suppose that is a possibility. There's all sorts of ways we could approach this topic today. I mean, let's say, for instance, we could have started with the fact that there's been so much conversation with the on the topic of there being something on the backside of the moon that we don't know about, but there's been rumors and tales about alien civilization using the moon as a point from which to operate to keep tabs on the human race because we're so violent.
It would be brilliant. This is what I would do. If I were in charge of these U.S. underground operations, I would absolutely make sure that everyone's attention stayed on aliens and extraterrestrials from outer space as originating this phenomena, to ensure nobody went digging deeper into the atrocities and the horror occurring in all of these underground facilities. So if this is the plan, Jerry, it is brilliant, and it would be easily executed, and it is being easily executed. That's my opinion. And I didn't know where I was going to go. You know, you gave me all this information to look at. My friend Marla gave me a bunch of information to look at, and I had, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm researching it, and this is the conclusion that I have come to. We do have callers stacking up. I guess we better jump to him. John in Tennessee, I was talking about you this morning. Your ears must have been burning. Welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Oh, you were. Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing, John. I was telling my husband. My husband didn't really know where I was
going to
go.
Let me give you a name, see if it rings a bell. Have you heard of Chuck Missler?
Say that again, John. You broke up. Tom Osborne, that name rings a bell.
Did I lose you?
No, we're here, John. Go.
You're just breaking up a little bit, and I guess maybe it's working both ways. Can you hear us, John? No, right, we've lost John. Let's
Ricky in Nevada. Ricky in Nevada. Hey, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Yes, I want to say in these underground laboratories that they have, they definitely are real. And, you know, they do a lot of experiments down there that they don't tell anyone. Now, a lot of people will be wondering, you know, how come they can't find Obama's birth certificate and where he was in law school and all of this sort of thing. That is because he originally, you know, you mentioned that they were doing a lot of experiments down there between breeding between human and other animal species, and this has definitely been documented. And Baraka, they were doing experiments between breeding human being with a chimpanzee, and that's how Barack Obama was created. And so many of the people down there
is far-fetched. I will tell you this. Andrew Basiago, who is the guy that is running Project Pegasus and apparently was involved in his child, in one of his interviews, he talks about going through this teleporting machine and meeting with Barack Obama. And apparently Barack was approached as in his youth and told this time-space travel existed and that they had foreseen that he would be president, and they helped set the stage by moving forward in time and coming back in time. They helped set the stage for that eventual presidency. Now, one thing that I find interesting is when you look at the life of Barack and certain inconsistencies and such, they had to have known early on that he was headed for the presidency to have had so many carefully plotted and planned elements along the course. That's just I've thought that for a while now.
I thought that was
interesting that Andrew Basiago brought that up in his interview on informationfarm.blogspot that's posted there.
But there was no references to chimpanzees or anything of that nature, right?
No, that is so hilarious. A chimera would look very different than Barack, I can assure you.
No, you don't know anything about it because you haven't even been down there. I work down there.
What do you do? And they give you such tall clearance, they're going to let you call into this radio show and tell us this top secret information.
I'm not calling from any authorization. I'm just calling on my own. I work down there.
Yeah, what kind of clearance do you have, though? That's what I want to know. Because everybody, you know, if you clean the toilet, you don't get the same access as the top scientists, and even the scientists don't get total access. So what level of clearance do you have? That's what I want to know.
I have triple A top security. I work on Project Pegasus.
Really?
You're saying that, I'm down there cleaning toilets or something. I'm one of the top scientists down there.
Which is why you're calling Freedom Frenzy. Skillet, let me just tell you, it's been nice knowing you, because I don't think you're going to be alive for that much longer if you're calling radio shows giving all this top secret information. I have never heard I've been looking through this website on Project Pegasus, and it has not been connected to Nevada, except that as children in the late 60s, 68, 69, 71, 72, they were teleporting initially to Nevada because the tribal Indians who lived there for hundreds of years were peaceful. And the scientists felt that if the children accidentally went to a different time zone, at least they would be safe until they could bring them back. Anyway, Ricky, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Chris in Tennessee, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Jenny, that AAA clearance, he's got AAA Auto Club. That doesn't exist because I am a former radiation worker, and I have clearance here at Oak Ridge when I used to work, and you have to have a Q clearance and other things, and you're exactly right. My point being, Jenny, you threw a lot of stuff out there. I did see the material that they brought back from the moon, a moon rock that was at Brookhaven National Laboratory, and the way that the soil was, it was very interesting. It had a lot of silver and different stuff that we see here on Earth, but you can definitely tell that it was a moon rock, and a lot of people say that, you know, we never did that. The other thing that brought to my attention was I spoke to Mr. Michael Collins Piper in an interview. Not an interview, I met him at a meeting, but his theory of the JFK assassination, I really do believe it, and at that time what he was trying to do was stop Israel from having an atomic weapon, and we all know about the Rosenbergs who were executed for them spying against the United States. But what basically happened, though, is when the United States inspectors went to Israel to supposedly be where this facility was, there was nothing there. And the reason why they couldn't find it is because it was underground. And the inspectors left, and then he was assassinated, and then we had a new inspector. And nowadays, we have the Daman nuclear reactor that is there. But you start talking about Groom Lake, I do believe that it should be private and it should not be discussed. For people like our last caller who said that he was there and Obama was his half chimpanzee. But that's just my opinion. The stuff at Groom Lake needs to be top secret and not open to the public.
All right, well, I disagree with you there. There is no anonymity and top secret when you're using my money. I want to know what you're doing with it, and I better have it taken from me voluntarily, but that's just my opinion. This is Freedom Frenzy. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sorry, Jerry, you brought us back in. I feel like I'm kind of monopolizing things at this point. When we were off air, I was just saying I don't agree with anonymity for U.S. government or civil government at all because they're using our dollars and we need to be involved. But one of the problems when government gets so big and there's so much money and they have an endless stream, they have no idea where the money is going. And the shadow governments become multi-layered, and we are dealing with multi-layered shadow governments because you have these facilities and they're getting an endless money stream. You get the CIA, you get the FBI, you get the different shadow arms that are manipulating those entities. Just when you look at your state government in Georgia, Chip Rogers and his cohorts in crime came out and decried the use of Acorn for some service they were providing. I don't remember what. And they said, we're going to get rid of Acorn in Georgia. Ha, ha, ha. It was like a publicity stunt. And I came out with a YouTube blasting them and saying Acorn got the job because all these guys voted essentially for them to get the job. Now, did these guys personally go through and say, oh, Acorn's perfect for us? Oh, this is what it was for. Soliciting people to get welfare. Which I said, actually, using Acorn to do that was a wise use of funds. They would be perfect for finding people to get on welfare. Why don't we start questioning why we have a bureaucratic entity looking for people to sign them up on welfare? There's a good spot to start. But anyway, what these legislators did was they voted in favor of handing, in essence, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of blank checks to the Department of Human Resources to do whatever the heck they wanted with them. And one of the, Ed Setzler, my representative at the time, I was reaming him out about this, and he goes, come on, Jenny, the budget's just so big, you can't hold us responsible for where those dollars are spent. And I said, yes, I can, and that means the budget's too big. You are responsible for where those dollars are spent because you voted to spend those dollars, and you owe us an explanation of where every dollar is spent. Furthermore, you have no business taking any taxes in except what's voluntary, and that would help your budgetary abilities to keep up with where the dollars are hugely, because then you'd probably have 50 cents to spend if people gave voluntarily. So anyway, Jerry and I were pointing out that none of these things would be possible if there was not a debt-based monetary system and this endless flow of money. All right, so on that, I think we're talking to Chris in Tennessee. Are you still there, Chris? All right. So we're moving on to Richard in Texas. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Jenny. Hey, Jerry.
Good morning.
I've been wanting to call you guys actually for a couple of weeks because y'all touched on Stanley Kubrick just briefly a few weeks back.
And Clockwork Orange.
Pardon? Yes. But y'all had said that Stanley Kubrick, you didn't think, filmed Eyes Wide Shut. But, in fact, he did film that. That was his last film. And some say that actually he was taken out for having filmed all that Satanism practice and that sort of thing. There's a lot of revelation in all of Kubrick's films that are just amazing. He started out with Dr. Strangelove, and the Pentagon allowed him never before exclusive use of their facilities to film that thing. And as a result, Kubrick was in debt to the Pentagon, and Donald Rumsfeld, at the suggestion of Richard Nixon, was hired to find a way to fake the moon film process. Not to say that they didn't go to the moon, but they could not film it in the way that it was presented to the American people. And Nixon wanted a big rah-rah event and to also completely impress the Russians and keep the NASA program going and all those sort of side benefits. Kubrick undoubtedly filmed the moon thing, and I think that's part of what's wrong with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin is their participation in that fraud, even though they weren't probably in the film itself. But go to jaywidener.com, jaywidener.com, and he's got excellent write-ups on Kubrick, including the faking of the moon landings. There is so much evidence for that, it's unbelievable. It's all over YouTube. You can see the lighting structures falling.
Hey, Richard, don't go anywhere. I am loving what you're giving us at the moment. We got to cut away to a break, so hang on. This is Freedom.
I'll be here.
We're talking extraterrestrials today. Y'all stay with us.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.